Good afternoon. Temperatures continue to slide on the heels of a gusty northwest wind at times over 30 miles per hour. High pressure is building in, and it's drying out behind the front that brought all the rain to the area yesterday. But also departing off the east coast is the mild air, and as a result, wind chill values will be in the teens and 20s through the afternoon with a couple of scattered snow showers. As we get into the night tonight, we'll see temperatures continue to drop. As the winds diminish, readings will be back down to around 10 above. This will mean sunshine to start the day tomorrow as high pressure builds in and holds on into the upcoming holiday weekend. Some high clouds from the south and west will stream in during the afternoon, filtering out some of the sunshine, and temperatures will reach up into the mid-20s. Temperatures will moderate for the rest of the holiday weekend, back into the lower 30s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. And with that high pressure center still in control on Monday, we'll have mostly sunny skies and highs in the middle to upper 30s. The next disturbance will approach on Tuesday and another one on Wednesday with mostly cloudy skies. We run the risk of rain showers as temperatures at that point will climb into the lower and middle 40s. Right now it looks dry with high pressure building back in on Thursday and high temperatures staying in the middle 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the focus this weekend will shift from the extreme weather out west to the middle of the country as a major winter storm is in the forecast from western Texas all the way to the Ohio Valley. With a large Arctic high pressure area settling across the north central U.S. and Great Lakes, a steady supply of sub-freezing temperatures in the lowest levels of the atmosphere will be in place. At the same time, a warmer and moist flow of air will be lifted above the cold air, creating an environment favorable for widespread freezing rain. Ice storm warnings are in effect from the Texas Panhandle to southern Illinois, including Wichita, Kansas City, and St. Louis, with freezing rain advisories in Oklahoma City, Indianapolis, and Cincinnati. Ice amounts in excess of a half inch are possible in some areas, which is enough to cause severe travel disruptions and power outages. Where the cold air is deeper, snow is likely on the north side of the shield of precipitation, and winter storm watches are in effect from eastern Colorado into central Illinois, including Omaha and Des Moines. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Cotulla, Texas, to a low of 34 below zero at Loma, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny, windy, colder, temperatures falling through the 40s. In Boston, mostly sunny and colder, windy, with temperatures falling into the 30s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and breezy, with highs in the mid-20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 71, set in 1932, and the record low, 18 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning, 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:45 p.m., 9 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine, windy, and turning colder today with temperatures falling through the 20s. Mostly clear with diminishing wind tonight, 0 to 10 above, below 0 in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, windy, and turning colder today with temperatures falling through the 40s and 30s. Mostly clear with diminishing wind tonight and lows in the middle teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy, turning colder with a few snow showers today, temperatures falling into the 20s. Mostly clear with diminishing wind tonight, lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning colder today, temperatures falling through the 30s. Mostly clear with diminishing wind tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning colder today with temperatures falling through the 30s. Mostly clear with diminishing wind tonight, lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy but still cold, mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 30s on Sunday. Mostly sunny, a touch milder on Monday, in the middle to upper 30s. Back to more clouds Tuesday and Wednesday with the risk of rain showers, lower to mid-40s. And a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-40s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.